This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake-Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the person they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. According to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, the definition for sucker punch is this: to punch a person suddenly without warning and often without apparent provocation. I picture ourselves as a group of people in this society of ours walking along, sometime January, February of this year, 2020, and suddenly we're sucker punched. After all, no one expected a global pandemic, one that has impacted everything, dominated the media, and disrupted our lives. Then as we were reeling with that, regaining our consciousness, we got hit with another one, the economic results of that first sucker punch. Then as we're staggering to get our balance back, bam, we get hit again. An officer places his knee on the neck of George Floyd, and we're in a racial crisis. Just like anyone who gets sucker punched, there's a lot of anger out there. We now get angry about a lot of things, including what people do with angry people, and that makes us even angrier. So, how do we deal with angry people? Maybe they're at your home or your office, if you're back at the office, the grocery store, the car behind you that keeps tailgating you. So, here's some things we can think about. First, ask why. Just ask why. Why are they angry? That's a question that will not only calm you, but also help you to see that other person for where they are. It's a question to get at the legitimacy of their anger. If I look, for instance, in my rear view mirror and I see someone on my tail, I may ask why. I look at my speedometer and I see that I'm traveling 24 miles an hour in a 40 mile an hour speed zone. So that may help explain why the guy behind me is getting angry with me. I'm not as angry at the treatment of blacks in America as a black person likely is because I'm white. But I want justice. I want justice for African Americans, but I want to somehow try and walk in their shoes to understand that better. I'm not legitimizing riots. I'm simply saying I would feel that anger more if I or my family had been victimized. So just ask why in this attempt to understand. Second, refuse to respond with anger. Let's say the angry person is not justified. I'm driving the speed limit. That guy on my tailgate is just, he's just angry. Or someone lashes out at me for no reason and maybe they take the law into their own hands in the process. What do you do when that happens to you? Try your best to stay calm. Don't slam on your brakes if they're behind you to get even with them, or fling nasty words back at that person who speaks bad words to you. Find a safe place and stay calm. If you are in a confrontational situation, say with someone in your office or someone in your family where they're shouting or using a loud voice, say something like, "I can process what you're saying better if you'll use a softer voice. Would that be okay with you?" So, refuse to respond with anger. And then third, seek to understand. This doesn't mean that you give in or agree to everything someone is demanding or saying. You listen. Sometimes all someone needs to do is have someone listen. Try to do what you can with the circumstances you are in to help this person who is emotional. And then know when to walk away. If you feel you're in danger, get out of that situation as quickly and as safely as you can. If you're not getting anywhere with an angry person in this conversation and you feel you're about to lose your cool, then say something like, "Let's meet when we've had a little time to think some of this through." And then immediately have a time to offer them. Sometimes angry people are just angry. And you happen to be there, and you're the brunt of their anger. So pray. Pray for yourself. Pray for them. Pray for peace. Pray that God will save you from being angry. And then, in all patience, come back here next week. And in the meantime, go out there and be the person God created you to be.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.